Can you talk a little bit about your own clinical research interests?
My interest in colorectal cancer really focused on patients with liver metastases, and particularly patients who are not initially resectable. For a long time, I've had an interest in what can we do to try to help increase the number of people that go to surgery, but even beyond that, what can we do to try to lessen the rate of recurrence? You know, it has been rewarding over the years to see a shift in the country from a time when I used to get some angry letters from a referring physician, why did you send my patient to surgery with their liver metastases? Isn't this just generating money for the clinic or a surgeon? To seeing people referred in with fairly extensive disease with the hope that they might be considered for surgery. So the message is getting out there. I think the challenge right now is really kind of twofold. One is defining who are surgical candidates, and for those who are not initially surgical candidates, which of those with some therapy, if the tumor were to shrink, would go on to become surgical candidates. With several of the trials that we've completed, I think we've attempted to better define who may become a surgical candidate, trying to set up some guidelines, and then look prospectively to see how those patients do, and again, try to define which groups may benefit from this type of approach.
Can you talk about your own non-protocol approach to patients with hepatic metastases and how you determine whether they're surgically resectable or potentially able to receive surgery after treatment?
With the patients that I see, it's really a team effort. Certainly, we need a radiologist who can clearly define the extent of the disease. Having a surgeon who has expertise makes a world of difference, and then understanding of what the treatment options are. We're fortunate at Mayo that we have a couple of very good liver surgeons who are very interested in this area, and I rely a lot on their judgment to say this is somebody who's potentially resectable or isn't. I think we've kind of made a transition from talking about people as either resectable or unresectable to saying they're resectable or not optimally resectable or never going to be resectable. And it's that middle group of not optimally resectable, a patient that may come in that technically they probably could go to surgery, but they've got fairly extensive disease. And in that setting, to try to enhance their resectability, giving some chemotherapy initially to try to shrink things, at least to some extent, may improve their chance of having a successful surgery and hopefully in the long run having some improved benefit. The one area that continues to be somewhat controversial, and you know, I still debate in my own practice, is there a need to show a response to chemotherapy before a patient goes to surgery? In somebody that comes in with easily resectable disease, just one or two metastases, I'm not sure that we're doing that patient the service by giving chemotherapy initially, but if somebody has a number of metastases that are still resectable, but at increased risk of other micrometastatic disease, it probably is worth giving 6 weeks, 3 months of chemotherapy initially to ensure that we have control of the disease, there isn't subclinical extrahepatic disease there, and then if they're doing well, get them to surgery, and after the surgery, then try to complete a standard course of adjuvant therapy.